Welcome to the Investor Mama Podcast, Money Conversations with a Mom's Touch. Your host, Jen Narciso, interviews amazing guests each week to help you become educated, be inspired by other money stories, and stay motivated on your own wealth-building journey. No matter where you are financially, whether you're in debt or financially free, this podcast is for you. Now sit back and enjoy.
Hello, everyone out there. Jen Narciso, Investor Mama. Welcome. I'm so excited. This is a special podcast. We are here at FinCon 2019. Just a special thank you to NEFI, the National Endowment for Financial Education, for sponsoring live podcasting at FinCon. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Ali Caffey. She's from Honduras. She has four children on the path to FI. I am super excited to interview her. You guys can hear her story. Ali, welcome to the show.
Oh my God, thank you very, very much for this invitation. I am so honored. This is my first podcast all the way from Honduras in Central America, sitting here with you at the FinCon and talking about personal finance for moms. What a better thing can happen.
Awesome. Well, Ali, I'd love for you to give some of our listeners your background. I know you're a mom of four. That must not be easy. So I'd love to hear about your journey.
Yes, I am a mother of four. I have an older daughter. She's 10. Then I had 2 years later, I had my twins. And then 2 year and a half ago, my baby boy was born. So it's three girls and one boy. And as you can imagine, as a mom of four, it's a lot of work, you know, trying to handle so many things at a time and trying to balance everything out between my house, between my husband, between the kids, between my work and my personal growth that I want to do. It's quite a lot on the hands.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It sounds like it. So how did you hear about financial independence? What made you decide that you were interested in it?
Yes, well, that's a really great question. When I was in college and at the age of 20 years old, my dad was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And well, by the age I was 20, the most important person in my life was diagnosed with a serious illness and not knowing what was going to happen. And the person who provided us everything in our lives, anything could happen. And that's when my journey started and when I decided to make a pivot in my life and everything completely changed. I had to graduate beforehand. My dad asked me to graduate earlier in time. So, and that's how I go back to Honduras and help him with all the family business and getting a hold of everything that I had to.
What kind of family business did you guys have?
Well, he was in the plastic business. And then I was alone by myself, just with my grandmother. She was working at that time, being 80 years old. My dad currently having all his treatment for his illness. And that was very hard because not having your dad, not just right out of college, just getting everything together. And that was my real path of learning and managing finances, budget, business, everything, getting every whole together. Was really tough, but it has been one of the best experiences of my life because that's made me now who I really am. And you know, you've heard that those difficult experiences in life is what makes you who you are. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. So did you have to pay for your father's medical expenses as well?
I did have an insurance, which was a really good thing, but part of that is that he had to get a transplant. And part of his insurance did not cover that transplant. So he had his savings. So we used up all the savings and then he was able to do it. But unfortunately, 2 years later, he passed away. And can you imagine that was really hard for all the family? And then my mom and my older sister, we decided to take over the business, being completely depressed at the same time, but having to deal with the situation and face that situation. I had three younger brothers, two brothers and one sister, and I had the one who had to work out so much hard to pay and help them with their college studies. So that was, you know, I had to mature. Things like that in my life had made me be aware of the decisions that I had to take in my life, and I had to make the right financial decisions. So helping my brothers out, helping my mom in the house, taking over the family business really made me take the decision of fire.
So if you go back to that point when you're young, you have a business now that you have to take care of, what were some of the first steps that you did to educate yourself? Because it must not have been easy back then.
At all.
And you didn't have your kids yet, correct?
No. By that time, I was not married. 2 years later than that, when I started working, I got married with the love of my life. We had been dating and going out since I was 16 years old, and we got married when I was 25. He decided to wait on me to make the commitment because we wanted my younger brothers, to come out back home to Honduras to help my mom with the business. So that's when I trained them out, and then I decided to get married and move out of town because he was from another town. And when we got married, it was another part of me because it was just being a wife, you know, managing a household completely by myself. So that's another story that really changed my life as well. And that was 15 years ago from now.
So going back, though, to the business for a second, what were some of the initial learnings, again, that you had to teach yourself to do? Budgeting?
Definitely. I had my formal education. I went to a really great high school. I had the opportunity to go and graduate from Babson College in the States and had a great education. But at the end, I tell you, life, when you hit yourself with real life, it's what really teaches you. And then coming back home, I decided to get into business finance and personal finance. And I started out digging more into what budgeting is, how it's really important in a company and in our personal lives. And that's how, since that day, I have budgeted for my whole life.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's remarkable. And then, so fast forward a little bit, you get married, you're head of the household in the sense with finances, another huge step, another huge role that you need to fill. What were your thoughts initially? Did you and your husband talk about you being the financial leader? Did you just assume the role?
Well, since we had known each other for so many years, and he knew I was good with numbers, and my passion has been numbers for my entire life, he decided that I was going to be the leader of the household and that he had too much work and that he would trust me. And till the day today, 15 years later, I still take 90% of the financial decisions that have to be with the house. So I think if you are a stay-at-home mom, if you still work, your house is your most important company that you have ever in your hands. Because dealing with kids, with a husband, with all these expenses that you never know, they don't ever teach you this at high school or school, it is the base of everything. And it's so, so important. That's why a year ago, this is how it pushed me to give my first personal finance conference to many women back home in Honduras. And that's how this whole journey of being a money influencer started. And I professionalized this since January. And I'm here now. And I am so happy to be helping so many moms, so many women out there, letting them know all my knowledge about how managing my personal finance has helped me out today in life.
It's wonderful. And so how do you balance being a mom, being head of the household financially, wife, sister, all these different roles that you take? How do you balance
everything?
Oh, yeah,
because my side of the family, like my mom, my sister, my brothers, I'm very into family, so I have to divide that 100% of the day between my husband, my kids, my family, my household, my people who help me out, and then my business, because this blogger influencer is also part of my business. So I have to be completely very, very organized. I have to be very disciplined, and this has helped me become even more efficient. The more work I have on my hands, I have to be very effective. So I decided that I was going to start working for my blog and my social media only during the mornings. And then I wake up really extremely early to be with the kids, spend time with them, then spend time with my husband, and then spend time during the morning and have like a really great monthly planning calendar that helps me pinpoint everything that I have during the day, and my iPhone calendar that tells me everything that I have to do so I can know that on the afternoons I have this event or I have this with the kids, and on the mornings how I can rearrange everything or all my compromises during the day.
Okay, so you say you're an influencer now. Can you talk a little bit more about what you have going on top of being mom and everything else?
On top of being a mom and everything, which is it's been the hardest part because my priority is still focusing on my kids. They're still really young, and we've talked about here like prioritizing, and I know that my priorities is family and my kids, and then this whole money influencer comes next, but it's been really part of my personal growth. I decided to be in this journey because many of my friends would tell me, hey, how do you do your budgeting, your numbers, they match, and you get to manage so well everything that you do in your house. And that's how I started making out my first conference on this. And I saw there was so much opportunity that so many people were completely interested in this that I decided, hey, you know what? I can help other people. I can be a good influencer, help everybody out, give them all the knowledge that I have and help them help so many people out there that it was like a boom. When I started, the first thing that I gave people, the first most important tool was the budget. And I gave a free link in my website, alicafe.com, where they could download the budget that I had made for 15 years, for my entire life since I was married, that budget spreadsheet, so they could just download and help them just plugging in the numbers and knowing what they really thought they were spending versus what they were really spending. And so they could see all those numbers, because some people would tell me, oh, I think I'm spending this amount, but when they put everything in the spreadsheet and they would really know their numbers, they knew that it was something completely different from what they thought they were spending.
Do you still have the spreadsheet available?
Oh, of course. In Spanish, though.
Oh, great. Can we make it available?
Of course. We can make that available. And then I started also, one of the most things that I noticed as a mom, one of the biggest struggles and challenges that I had in my spreadsheet or in my household was food. The cost in food and how food was just, we were eating all that money away with food, was quite a challenge for me, because I noticed that once I had done my spreadsheet, that food was one of the most high expenses that I had. And that I, even though that one of my goals since I started this year was to push down that expense. And one of the tips that I started giving out was doing a weekly menu. So Sundays I would prepare my menu for the next whole week, and based on that menu I told them that they had to do their grocery list, and I also provided a grocery list in my social media and in my website so that people knew the steps. First you do a menu, based on that menu you would do your grocery list. We want a list because we don't want to buy things that we really don't need and that could push up your grocery shopping expense. And then based on that, we would start doing all the shopping.
And did you have a lot of debt that you had to get to zero, or what was your financial status?
Well, what I would try was doing a budget based, in English they call it based zero budget.
Yeah,
so that was my main goal, you know what I mean? Because my main issue was that from my budget, I wasn't actually saving. Then I started learning how the savings was the first expense that you needed to take out from your income, and that you had to pay yourself first before paying everybody else. So I started learning and trying to decide where all my expenses could go down and where I could save money so I could have a zero-based budget but being able to save. Because that was a real struggle that I had, because in having more kids, also what was making it more difficult being able to save with that amount of expenses that I had.
So before you started budgeting, about approximately how much do you think you would say that you were spending on food? Because I know it's a big item, especially for families.
Well, you have to really, my family is a big family, but everything in Honduras is cheaper, right, than in the States. But it was around like maybe $1,000 just in food for the whole family.
And so after deciding to start budgeting and coming up with a menu for the week and prepping, how much do you think you buy?
And also meal prepping.
Meal prepping
is really important if you are a mom. I really really encourage you to do meal prepping and try not to go and eat out as much, because always eating outside your home is going to be much more expensive and you're not going to eat as healthy as just cooking home and doing it yourself for your kids with love. And now my kids, they wake up in the morning and they even... My oldest daughter, she's 10 years old, and she does her breakfast, her omelet by herself. And yes, and it's impressive, you know, they learn and they are sponges. Kids are sponges. So, and we have to teach them with our own example.
That's great. And how much do you think you're able to bring your budget down?
Oh, my God. I brought it down like 20%. And not only that, by bringing it down that percentage, I was able to start saving on the other hand. And that is what has made my life so, like, I am so happy because of that, because we didn't have the culture and the habit of start saving. And that is what in Honduras, I am trying to let people know that we need to start saving since we are young. But unfortunately, my dad and my mom never focused on that habit. And I didn't have it. And now, right now that I'm 40, I'm struggling with that. And I'm fighting for my savings. But everybody has their own challenges in their personal finances.
That's for sure. And so I'd like to go back a little bit to some of this meal prepping, just because I think that would be so helpful.
For moms, definitely food is where a lot of your money can come out.
So what were some meals or some ideas that you can give to other fellow moms, aspiring moms?
Oh, I love cooking. Trust me. I love cooking breakfast, by the way. I love doing pancakes, waffles. We have something in Honduras that's called baleadas, that it's like tortilla flours, and then you put beans, and then you put avocado, and then you put some cheese and egg, and they're just yummy. And then, well, you can do cereal and milk and stuff like that. But after breakfast, then comes lunch. And then we do even chicken and rice, which we love doing chicken and rice for the whole family. But I am the type of mother that I don't like to buy things that they're also already prepared. I love to prepare them by myself, like do everything from scratch. So spaghetti and meatballs, you know. Chicken. I love to do any type of veggies that are sauteed. And one of the things that we also like to do at home, my parents come from Palestinian, so we also like to cook many Arabic foods, such as marmaone, they're called grape leaves and stuff like that. But yes, doing it by myself. And then for dinner, we mainly do chicken, grilled chicken or grilled salmon, grilled fish, everything grilled, because I like to eat very healthy with some quinoa, proteins, and then salads, like a complete meal for them.
That's great. You do bulk shopping?
I do both. I do shopping because I do believe that we have to learn how to shop as the persons in charge of the household. It's really important because many of my friends just go shopping and they just go crazy and start putting in things into the cart that they don't even need because it's not part of their list. You know what I mean? And then you say, okay, I'm buying this because it's in my menu. I really need this. And then decide that's going to be part of your budget. And so I know that every 15 days I can spend only this, and during the month I can spend only this, and every week I'm monitoring how much I have spent by that day, because I want to obviously spend what I said that I was going to spend in that category.
So I think you provided some amazing tips for our listeners. Just to recap, you said to really focus on a budget, especially for grocery shopping.
Totally.
Putting together a budget before you leave the house, having a menu for a week and a half, every 15 days going, buying in bulk, having it all prepared. I think that's fantastic. Is there any other tips that you can give other moms out there for how to budget a little bit, make it a little bit easier, especially with children?
Well, yeah, one of the things that has helped me really, really, like, a lot has been technology, keeping up with technology. I have all my apps from the banks, and just being able to pay all my house bills online has helped me out so much that I don't even have to go to the bank to even make a transfer, make a credit card payment. That helps me a lot.
You set everything up automatically and pay yourself first. That's a huge tip.
Yes. Thank you. That's a huge tip. You pay yourself first. The first thing you have to do between your budget is savings. savings. Pay yourself first for savings. That is like the best tip ever that we need to start doing, and also teaching our kids the habit of saving is really, really important. Keeping up with technology, also all the apps that help you out with track your expenses, they are really good. But because once you are in the supermarket and you spend $100 or $200, you immediately open your app and then you just put it in, and then you don't have to open your computer by the time you get home and do that. All these track expenser apps are really helpful.
You have any specific that you can
recommend? You can do, it's called, one of them is called Spending. Others are called money trackers. And then I have several clients that also have tried Wally. Well, and especially in the United States, there's one that's called Mint, but which is really good because it links everything up with all your bank statements and your credit cards and your accounts. But back home, we still don't have that quite yet. But so what I tell my clients to do is that they do need to track their own expenses. Every single little expense, even if it's a coffee or a latte, that they must track it so they can see what their behavior is, because it all comes down to your behavior at the end.
I agree. And I think even for moms out there, as hectic as life is, I think it's very easy, especially like you said, with technology, if it's Mint or something else, the first place to start is to start tracking. And then like you said, with the tips with the grocery shopping, I think this is all valuable information.
Well, in my case, my goal for this year as mother of four and a big household has been my groceries. So that's why I decided to talk a little bit more on that point. And in Honduras, many of the people that I question, they say that grocery shopping and food is quite a big item in their budgets.
I know for my husband and I too, grocery shopping is huge. With having a child at home, your mind just wanders when you're shopping, and it just
oh yes goes. Even if you take your child and then they want everything that they see.
Well, I know we're running out of time now. So, but Ali, I really want to thank you so much for coming on today's show. Your tips and your insight and your story have been so inspiring. And I hope that if you're listening out there, that you can hear Ali's story, relate a little bit, and hopefully take some of her tips and put it to good use.
Thank you very, very much. This will be an unforgettable moment. The first time that I did my podcast and put my headphones at FinCon, what a better way to start experiencing this whole podcasting issue and thing with you. So unbelievable. Thank you very much for interviewing me and for all your help and for trusting me as well. So thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you out there for listening. Looking forward to seeing you next time. This is Investor Mama. See you later. Looking for a side hustle that's flexible, doesn't take a ton of time, and can generate some serious cash? I'm talking an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month. Well, creating Facebook ads is the perfect thing for you. Not sure what that is or how you can actually profit? Check out the Facebook ad course created by Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt from Laptop Empires. This course teaches you step-by-step on how to profit from helping businesses and individuals with their Facebook ads. I personally purchased the course and went through it. Check out the link in the show notes to get more information on their course.
Thanks for listening to the Investor Mama podcast. If you like today's episode, please support us by clicking subscribe on the platform you are currently listening to, leaving a comment or awesome review, and spreading the wealth and sharing this podcast with friends and family or on social media. Don't forget to check out investormama.com to connect with our community and sign up for our email. Stay tuned for next week's episode.